Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on this Thursday night. Folks, I almost didn't make it on the air because a very large animal was lying on top of this telephone. And so I had to rush around. I could hear the phone ringing, but I didn't quite know where it was. Well, in any case, I survived the capture of the telephone from the possession of this very large animal, which neither barked nor bit. Well, a lot of things to go through with you here tonight, but I want to thank Ray Goodwin for appearing as a guest here last evening. I've wanted to do that for a long time, and thanks to Jim from Texas, who reminded me of that. We got Ray aboard, and we talked about that most uncomfortable issue known as the Holocaust. I hope I didn't lose any regular listeners as a consequence of that program, because I know how controversial the issue of the Holocaust is. There's many people, even in the Patriot movement, who believe most devoutly in the Holocaust. And, of course, they believe that Hitler wanted to establish a new world order and that all sorts of other things. You know, that Hitler was for gun control, which, of course, Hitler was not for gun control. But in any case, we had some facts about the Holocaust last evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now, there are some who will call that Holocaust denial. Oh, they're free to call it Holocaust denial. You know, I don't get too upset if people call me a Holocaust denier because, I'll tell you what, if there's anything that I think could really be inflammatory and informative, it would not be a historical inquiry into what did or did not happen during the Holocaust, but rather an historical inquiry as to why virtually all of the non-Jewish people of Europe, in one form or another, essentially rallied around Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich vis-a-vis its policies toward the Jewish people of Europe. A candid and open inquiry into that subject could go a long way towards resolving many of the controversies we have in our world today. But I'm here to tell you that the likelihood is that we could never get an honest inquiry into that subject matter. Rather, you know, we hear only one side of the story over and over and over and over again. Well, in any case, quite a few things here to discuss this evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a little bit tired, so you'll bear with me if I'm a little bit out of sorts, but quite a few things to talk about. Well, Interesting figure here. Evidently, a website entitled JewsInGreen.com, just like it sounds, Jews in Green, as in the color green, JewsInGreen.com, says that since the war in Iraq began 5 years ago, apparently 27 Jewish soldiers have been killed. That means that of the 4,029 U.S. soldiers killed as of April 9th, according to the Pentagon, just over 4,000 of them were non-Jews. Kind of interesting fact. We'll talk more about that when we return. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you live from Washington, just barely alive from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. I didn't make it down to the American Free Press office today, folks. Had some other things to take care of, but I am confident that a good newspaper came out this week. I had some problems with some of the recent issues. I thought there was too much of an emphasis on this question of Barack Obama and his preacher. A lot of people were really frenzied about those remarks, but, you know, as I say, I have a different attitude towards it. But be that as it may, like I say, there's room for disagreement even among friends. Well, citing this website, JewsInGreen.com, the Jewish Telegraph Agency has reported that two more Jewish soldiers have died in Iraq. A total of 27 out of a reported 4,029 U.S. soldiers who've been butchered in this war for Israel. Now, I've never been good at math, folks, but as I gather, playing around my calculator, that means that 7%, almost 7% of the casualties, or the deaths in the U.S. war against Iraq, have been of Jewish Americans. And I think that's significant because if these figures are to be believed, and I emphasize that because anything coming out of the Jewish Telegraph Agency is well, it's just not a reliable source for obvious reasons. But this would indicate that Jews have lost more than their reported percentage of the population. It says that they say that Jews are less than 3% of the American population, but they've lost 7% of those who U.S. soldiers who died in Iraq are said to be Jewish. Now, this is significant, of course, because at least at least I have to congratulate these Jewish people who put their money where their mouth is, so to speak, put their lives where their mouth is, without any disrespect to these dead soldiers, because, you know, we know that this war in Iraq was a war that was largely instigated by the organized American Jewish community, along with their allies in Israel, who wanted the United States to destroy the government of Iraq, and they got exactly what they wanted. They got the United States into a foolish, needless, destructive war. And so I have to give credit where credit is due. Here were some American Jews who actually joined the military and risked their lives to pursue the Jewish agenda through the form of the United States invasion of Iraq. So like I say, you know, we got to give credit where credit is due. Not that we should give anyone credit for supporting this insane war, but, you know, let's face it, these people gave their lives. Obviously, in this case, in many cases, these guys who died felt very strongly about it. They were probably hardline Zionists who really couldn't resist going over there and killing the hated Christian and Muslim Arabs. You know, I just saw American Idol for about the second or third time the other night. It's constantly in the news. And I open up the Washington Jewish Week today and see probably one of the most alternately amusing and irritating things I've ever seen in a Jewish newspaper. Now, you know, I read them religiously, pun intended, because there is so much to be found. But now the Jews are mad at American Idol. Here's the problem. Evidently, last Thursday night, the American Idol contenders sang what the Washington Jewish Week's news item describes as an overtly Christian song called Shout to the Lord. The popular gospel tune begins with the words, "My Jesus, my Savior." Oh, my God, can you imagine? Can you imagine they did something like this on a hit television show? It says, while individual singers have selected Christian-based songs in the past, this was the first time such a song was chosen by the producers as a quote-unquote group sing. Interestingly, they say, the group crooned the same tune the previous evening but had used the word shepherd in place of Jesus. That decision sparked outrage from bloggers and message board posters on the internet who accused the show of trying to scrub the song of its religious content. But many were then pleased the next night when Jesus reappeared in the song and they praised the show for its willingness to promote Christianity. Then they go on to ask, they can't help but wonder if a Jewish contestant would have been able to opt out of performing such a song. And then here's the big payoff. They say, so much for a show that prides itself on its broad-based appeal to Americans of all ages and backgrounds. My God. You know, what's really funny about this, folks, of the three judges on American Idol, Paula Abdul, despite that name that sounds rather Arabic, and in fact is Arabic, Paula Abdul is half-Jewish, and I understand Simon Cowell, the British gentleman, is also of Jewish extraction. So I guess those guys and gals, that guy and that gal, are going to be taken to the proverbial woodshed by the rabbis. They're liable to get curses put on them. You know, can you believe it? Now the Jews are going after American Idol. Well, Rabbi Marvin Heyer of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, I like to call him Rabbi Liar, he is said to be the number one most influential rabbi in America, according to Newsweek. They evidently have an annual ranking in Newsweek, and this year Rabbi Liar gets the position. that parasite's colleague, Rabbi Abe Cooper, another hookworm, he's called me anti-American. Now, why did Rabbi Cooper call me anti-American? Okay. This is a religious clergyman, a Jewish clergyman, ladies and gentlemen, a man of God. Why does he say that Mike Piper is anti-American? Because Mike Piper criticized U.S. policy towards Israel. That's why I'm quote-unquote anti-American, according to this hookworm. This hookworm is anti-American. In any case, ladies and gentlemen. Poor old Barack Obama. You know, they're after him. Listen to this letter to the editor of Washington Jewish Week from Nelson Marins of Silver Spring, Maryland. Nelson has been writing, this guy writes more letters to the editor than some friends of mine. Now, Nelson writes, in light of the previous announcements of General Merrill McPeak, which appeared not only to be anti-Israel, but also anti any pro-Israel support by the American Jewish community, the question that could and should be asked is whether his opinions reflect those of his candidate, Barack Obama. Are his current statements suggesting that he knows it is politically expedient during an election campaign to stress pro-Israel sentiments because of the Jewish vote, and then, if his choice is elected, show his true colors? Certainly, based on previous experiences, the American Jewish community should be reluctant to accept soothing words about Israel prior to an election, only to have the winning candidate demonstrate his true beliefs and feelings toward the Jewish state. The question remains as to whether Barack Obama and his advisor are playing games with the American Jewish electorate, only to do a quote-unquote Jimmy Carter during the term in office. Mr. Marins, my good friend Nelson Marins here, I don't really know the man, folks, so I don't want people out there saying, ah, he's a good friend of the Zionists, Nelson Marins. Marins didn't put quotes around Jimmy Carter, but what he was saying was that Jimmy Carter, once he got into office, turned on the Jewish community, and that is, in fact, you'll remember, one of the reasons why Ronald Reagan got 40% of the Jewish vote in the 1980 election. In fact, yes, folks, the Jews did turn on Jimmy Carter, and they gave him a big walloping. I have a chapter on Jimmy Carter in my book, The Golem, because Jimmy Carter had a much longer history of conflict with the Jewish community than a lot of people were aware. Anyway, my point in reading to you this letter from Nelson Marins, who is this longtime letter writer, I've been reading letters to the editor by him in all of the local papers and Jewish newspapers as well, not just the Jewish newspapers, the Washington Post, the Washington Times. Nelson Marins, although one might be inclined to call him an extremist, Nelson Marins, I have found, actually represents much of the thinking in the American Jewish community in a lot of regards, in many regards. And so I would have to say that while we see in the polls, you know, we see that, oh, Barack Obama won the Jewish vote here and Barack Obama won the Jewish vote there, et cetera, et cetera. When push comes to shove in the general election, folks, if Obama is the Democratic nominee, which, as I've said, and I still don't think he's going to be the nominee, if he does happen to be the nominee, or even if Hillary Clinton is the nominee, the Jewish money and much of the Jewish vote is going to John McCain. More when we come back, folks.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Very important news item here. Yes, it's from Washington Jewish Week. To make a long story short, the Anti-Defamation League held their annual National Leadership Conference right here in the District of Columbia. Wish I would have known about it. I don't think they would have let me in, but maybe I could have stood outside and shouted some nasty things and bothered the hell out of them. But in any case, very, very interesting. The headline in the Washington Jewish Week article is, "At ADL Conference, Talk Turns to Obama." And as you go on to read the article, it's pretty obvious that the Jewish people who are part of the Anti-Defamation League really don't like Obama. Well, as I say, that all points toward what I think will ultimately happen, that Hillary Clinton is not going to move far enough ahead. She's not going to be able to get the Democratic nomination on her own, but they can't give her the Democratic nomination and deny it to Obama, so they're going to have to cut both of them out of the picture and turn the party over to Al Gore. Al Gore is a good, safe choice, folks. Don't forget, his daughter is married into the Schiff banking family. The Schiff family once actually shared the same house in Frankfurt, Germany, with the Rothschild family. The Schiffs have been they were American assets of the Rothschild dynasty on American soil, and now Vice President Al Gore's daughter is married to one of the great-great-grandsons of the founder of the Schiff dynasty. So Al Gore is a good, safe choice. choice. They are not going to let Barack Obama become president. The royal they, are not going to let Barack Obama become president. And you see, that's why, as I referenced earlier, I thought that American Free Press, the good folks that wrote those articles, in fact, a couple articles in a row, one was a couple weeks in a row they had articles about Obama, and I just really felt it was best to say nothing, but like I say, I'm just a correspondent, contrary to myth. A lot of people think I'm a big power at American Free Press or that I'm very influential there. No, I ain't. I'm just a correspondent. You know, Mark Glenn calls himself a cub reporter. Well, I guess I'm a, puppy reporter. In any case, so had I had my druthers, as they say, American Free Press wouldn't have joined the cascade of attacks on Barack Obama because of his minister, et cetera, et cetera. Well, be that as it may, we know who definitely does not like Barack Obama. Yeah, it's been an interesting election year, and, you know, the really sad thing is, you know, we're going to get this piece of garbage, John McCain, as the Republican nominee. I don't think there's any doubt about that, but, you know, the one good thing about this election year has been the Ron Paul revolution. Now, I'm told Ron Paul is still campaigning for the Republican presidential nomination. I have to accept his word on that. I understand they just opened up a campaign office in Idaho. But I just find it hard to believe that he, well, in any case, the fact is he's done a lot of good in this campaign. And that's why a lot of people are very proudly flying Ron Paul flags. It's a Ron Paul revolution or Ron Paul 08, as in 2008. And those flags are still available, folks. And, you know, they really do have a message that goes beyond this election. It's an election that could be a watershed election in that the Ron Paul revolution may have laid the groundwork for a genuine alternative political movement in this country, one that needs to be energized and re-energized in the months and years ahead. So we have a name for it, the Ron Paul Revolution, and ronpaulflags.com has these very attractive flags. So you can go to their website at ronpaulflags.com and check it out and get one for yourself. Told you a couple weeks ago, I was surprised to see one of my neighbors who I've known for years having a Ron Paul sign in his front yard. Right here on Capitol Hill, folks, a Ron Paul sign. That's very, very brave when you consider everything. But needless to say, the fact is there's a lot of Ron Paul groupies out there, and I don't mean that in a negative sense. Good Americans that support Ron Paul, and there's probably a lot of them that you don't even know about yourself. I opened up my old hometown newspaper the other day, and lo and behold, there was somebody advertising the new book, The Ron Paul Revolution, that Chris Petherick, the former editor of American Free Press, has put together with Charlotte Iserbite. She wrote the introduction. And this is somebody who just bought the ad in a local newspaper, a small town newspaper, just to get the word out and try to help spread the word. And that's what we're here doing on Republic Broadcasting, folks. That's what we're here for. Okay, we are going to a break. When we come back, I think we're going to go to the callers. So if you're ready to call in, do it now. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper returning to you here on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. I have been delinquent in not mentioning to you a new membership package that RBN has available. Now, this is very, very interesting, folks. You can have a one-month membership for $14.99. or a six-month membership for $80.94. That's actually a discount. And then 1 year at $152.90. Now, what this is, folks, this paid membership will provide you with a bi-weekly newsletter with product discount specials, events, and commentary by writers that's exclusive to the newsletter. So this includes every service that RBN provided before to the paid membership. It will continue to provide for free as always. It's an improvement and an answer to requests for better quality. So here it is, folks. Take advantage of this. 1 month, $14.99. 6 months for $80.94. That's about $81 rounded up for 6 months. So, you know, folks, it's a good way to help out RBN, and you'll get some benefits as a consequence of it. So, you know, literally, folks, I'm not ashamed to say it, keep the money rolling into RBN. That money helps keep this program on the air. If you like this program, it helps keep every program on RBN on the air. So why not take advantage of it? Make an extra donation to the Republic Broadcasting Network and get that extra benefit. Get that biweekly newsletter. You can also take advantage of discounts on items coming from RBN. That's not a bad deal, folks. So I encourage you to do it. Remember what I said last Christmas? Instead of sending out Christmas cards, take the money you would spend on the Christmas cards and the postage and make a check out to RBN. There are a lot of ways you can do it, and it's well worth doing it. This is a good network, folks. Well, last night we talked about the Barnes Review magazine, for which Professor Ray Goodwin has written now two articles. Actually, the first article that was published was a transcript of a speech that Ray gave at the joint Barnes Review American Free Press Conference back in 2006. But then his article that we talked about last night, the title of which escapes me, I think it's The Confessions of a Holocaust Denier or something like that. Ray, if you're listening, forgive me for not remembering the name of that very good article. But in any case, you can go to the Barnes Review website at barnesreview.com, and I think it also is accessible at barnesreview.org. According to the March-April 2008 issue, the cover listed as barnesreview.com, B-A-R-N-E-S-R-E-V-I-E-W. Barnes is like a barn where you keep your cow, but add an E-S at the end of it, barnesreview.com. Named after Dr. Harry Elmer Barnes, who was one of the great pioneers of revisionist history. And when we talk about revisionist history, we don't just mean stuff about the Holocaust, so to speak. Lots of facts and myths that need separated in America's history. And last night we did that on this issue of the Holocaust. We literally cut the head off the vampire and stuffed it with garlic. Yeah, that's what we did last night, folks, and I'd like to think we do that a lot of times here on this program and certainly all over the Republic Broadcasting Network and certainly in American Free Press and definitely here in the Barnes Review. The latest issue of the Barnes Review has a very interesting article entitled, "And What If Hitler Had Won?" Very interesting commentary, reflective commentary by Leon Degrelle. Leon Degrelle was a Belgian member of the Waffen-SS, and Adolf Hitler himself once said that if he had a son, it would be a son like Leon Degrelle. Well, Degrelle wrote many years, or I should say he wrote many, many articles and gave many, many lectures, and now the Barnes Review has the exclusive rights to his works provided by Degrelle's widow. You may recall that some Zionist operatives who took over the Institute for Historical Review trashed massive numbers of volumes of Degrelle's works that were supposed to be published by the Institute for Historical Review. In fact, they even, this was shocking, they even called Degrelle's work a white elephant with a big fat swastika on the side, or words to that effect. Yes, yes, that great revisionist historian Mark Weber and his colleagues did indeed say that about the works of Leon Degrelle. Talk about treachery. Well, in any case, in the March-April 2008 issue of the Barnes Review, there is the article, "What If Hitler Had Won?" Very interesting article. And no, we wouldn't have had a new world order. No, Hitler wouldn't have taken all our guns. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Anyway, folks, we are going to go to the calls right now. We do have Jim from Texas aboard. Jim, come on up.
Mike, am I there?
You're there. I don't know where you are, but you're here with me right now.
Well, I'm in my same old humble abode, so to speak.
Okay.
But I would like to explain, perhaps for your listening audience, what I call the Jewish mindset, and I would take your opening remarks, okay? Mm-hmm. You said that you couldn't quite hear your phone because there was a rather large animal draped over the phone.
Yeah.
To the Jewish mindset, you just accuse Abraham Foxman of laying over your phone, okay?
You know, you're right, Jim. You're absolutely right.
This is the way they actually think.
Yeah.
And they can call out 10,000 or possibly a million authors to say, absolutely, that's right. That's exactly what he meant. This
you
is
know,
the part that makes
know, Jim,
me sick.
Jim, I'm laughing, but I agree 100% with you. And if people don't understand that, they need to understand that, because that is precisely correct. Anything that anyone says can be deliberately taken out of context. Let me reword that. Anything that anyone says regarding any issue, the Jews historically have always looked at and listened to these words from a very unique prism in which only Jewish self-interest is in place. That's why you always hear the phrase, well, is it good for the Jews?
Absolutely.
And that is, in fact, how the Jews look at the world. They don't look at it, is it good for mankind? No. Is it good for the Jews? And then, oftentimes, they read into things insults and injuries that are not intended. And like I said earlier, you know, they're mad at American Idol, which is probably produced by a bunch of Jews.
Probably. Probably, Mike.
Well, I don't know it for a fact.
It's an absolute certainty.
Well, it's certainly on a Jewish controlled network. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But I mean, I don't want to go out on a limb and say that American Idol is definitely produced by Jews, because you know then the Jews will turn around and dredge up the fact that the producers of American Idol are Greek Orthodox Christians or something like this. The point is that they do have this bizarre tendency to read into things that are not there. Insults, injuries, and this is partially what has gotten them in trouble throughout history. You know, there's a lot, you know, it's funny. I listen to certain other Patriot broadcasters who are not on this network, and you know they talk about the Rothschild family
and the Zionists and the Illuminati and the Black Popes and
strongmen. The thing is, the Jews were getting in trouble a long, long time before the Rothschilds came around. So the Jews were not just the fall. You know, I hear it said that, well, the poor Jews are just the fall guys for the Rothschilds, who are these evil billionaire bankers behind the Illuminati and tied up with the Vatican. But the fact is, before the Rothschilds ever existed, the Jews were getting in trouble for thousands of years. And like I say, like I was talking about with the Holocaust earlier, so-called Holocaust, I think the more interesting thing is not to try to figure out, you know, how many Jews died, but to find out why they died. Why all of these people of all these different cultures in Europe seem to support the German position vis-a-vis the Jewish community.
Mike,
yeah.
You said German without the word evil.
Oh, my God, forgive me. There I go again. Evil, the evil German.
There you go.
But you see, this is the thing, Jim. You know, I mentioned here in this program, and, you know, I was telling somebody, a friend of mine, about this the other day as well, that you know, you read this book by Saul Friedlander, one of his two volumes on the Holocaust.
I wonder what ethnic persuasion he was.
Absolutely. Well, you know, he says in there that all these anti-German resistance fighters were basically saying, well, we don't want the Nazis overrunning our country, but you know what? Those guys have the right idea regarding the Jews. Now, that's something that I find very, very interesting.
Mike, the Jewish news media could tomorrow, if they wish to, they could come up with at least 5,000 people that would write a sworn affidavit, notarized, of course, that they personally witnessed you, Mark Glenn, Joe Cortina, and all
and
your known associates dragging Abraham Foxman off your phone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They could do that if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, this is the problem. I mean, you know, the domination of the media in this country, the mass media, is so complete. You know, but then again, you know, it's so funny because you find this kind of subtle Jewish influence even on some of these other networks where you find these patriot hosts, you know, kind of echoing the Jewish line or kind of downplaying it and saying, well, it's not the Jewish community, it's the Rothschilds, you know.
Mike, I have to take, I have to disagree with you because there can be no such sentence as Jewish and subtle. I mean, the two words together in the same sentence, because they are not subtle.
Well, Jim, I tell you what. I have a whole raft of callers here, so I'm going to have to be not so subtle and say adios.
Arrivederci.
All right, you take care of yourself. All right, we've got Mark calling from Kentucky. Mark, how you doing tonight?
How are you doing, Mr. Mike?
I'm doing it.
Yep. Just wanted to say, the people at the Patriots that you're talking about, one of them likes to yell, buy my video, and I think I know which one you might be talking about, but don't quote me on that. But if anyone wants to really understand what the history of this is, and they want to watch some video on YouTube or Google, just put in Ted Pike in video here in Google, or just go to YouTube and put Ted Pike's name.
Well, yeah, his website is truthtellers.org, incidentally.
Yeah, truthtellers.org is his website, and I do advise people go to his website and read his articles, too. But if they just want just to get a brief synopsis and just want something that's not just entertaining but informative, too, you can just go to YouTube or Google video and watch his videos on, and it covers the beginnings of Zionism going all the way back to the Bible.
You know, I tell you, I'm glad you reminded me about this because there's another website up there on the internet. I've had
Jewish racism.
What's that?
JewishRacism.org.
Well, HonestMediaToday.com. They have produced this guy Mark Farrell, who has been a guest in this show. He has done some fantastic videos on a wide variety of issues that I
Honest
really
Media
strongly
Today.
Suggest.
Okay, I might check that out myself.
Yeah, definitely
too.
Check it out. He's done some great work, and he doesn't get the recognition that he deserves, and I just wanted to mention that again today. So,
and also, if you look at Michael Herzog's American Awakening website, he has a documentary film also dealing with the Holocaust.
Oh, really?
Kind of long. Yes, it's kind of long. You might have to pause it halfway through it, because it's like about 2.5 hours long.
That's pretty long, yeah.
Yeah, but it's pretty informative. It's a little bit dry, but it really gets into the science of the Holocaust and all that. It's really informative. So.
Did he produce this video himself?
No, not Michael. No, he didn't. It was another gentleman, actually, I forget his name. He was just on his show not too long ago. Actually suggested that he watched this video, and he watched it and decided to go ahead and post it on his website.
Oh, okay, that's great. I didn't know about that. Well, now I do, so very good.
Okay,
all right, Mark.
Well,
listen, I want to thank you for your call. I need to move on here, try to squeeze up our next caller. Okay, we've got Rick in Ohio. Rick, how are you doing?
Hey, pretty good, Michael. How are you?
What's going on? How's that dog of yours doing?
He's right here. He's
right.
Right here. Say hi to him.
How you doing?
Yeah, he's right here. Well, mentioning movies, have you seen the ones on onethirdoftheholocaust.com? Onethirdoftheholocaust.com. It must be about Elie Wiesel's cousins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Onethirdoftheholocaust.com.
Yeah, sure. Elie Wiesel's cousins will cover that. So, well, one thing about the Ron Paul revolution that it has accomplished, there are now millions of Americans who can see clearly the censorship and the distortions that they get from the Jewish-controlled media.
Interesting. Yeah, that's yes. You know, you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, that's why we need to support RBN. And mentioning support, I'll tell you, somebody that needs a few bucks right now are the Granny Warriors. GrannyWarriors.com. They put out the expenses to put on their rally in Washington Tuesday, which I did not see you at.
No, I did not make it. I was actually doing Mark Anderson's radio show.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah. Whoops. Hey, there we go to the break, Rick. Hold on. Stay with us.
Okay, maybe I'll let my dog out while you're in the break.
All right, sounds good. Better do that. And no, when Rick was talking about his dog, he was not calling Abe Foxman a dog, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to read in the ADL report that Rick called Abe Foxman a dog. Besides, he wouldn't insult dogs like that. Stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, folks, welcome back. Mike Piper here. We're wrapping up the hour here on RBN. We have Rick from Ohio. Rick, you were talking before the break about Granny Warriors. They were the folks that were instrumental in the Freedom Rally here the other day on Capitol Hill that you were talking about.
Yes, sir. GrannyWarriors.com. And, it was Tuesday afternoon, and we got roughly 1,000 or so people out there at a rally. And as far as I know, I don't think there's a peep about it anywhere in the news.
No, you know, it's interesting. Yeah, this is what I was talking about. I was talking about that with the folks at American Free Press. We had Mark Anderson there, and Chris Petherick, the former managing editor, was down there at the rally. And, you know, that's what I said, that, you know, the numbers were actually very, very good, considering the fact that it was on a Tuesday, number one. Number two, the fact that it was on Tuesday, April 15th, when many people were really still struggling to get their taxes, assuming they pay taxes and file tax returns. You know, people were tied up with things like that. And, you know, those numbers represented at the rally represent so many thousands of other people who were there in spirit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. At least 100 to 1, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's what I think is so important about Ron Paul. It goes beyond the man. You know, we have very few people in public life of the caliber of Ron Paul, and certainly even fewer numbers who share his philosophy. You know, there's a lot of good people out there, but they're not holding public office. So,
well, I'll tell you, mentioning that, there are about 8 guys there, mostly younger guys, who are running for Congress as Ron Paul Republicans.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, I got their names I wrote down. Let's see, one was a B.J. Lawson from the North Carolina 4th District. His address is lawsonforcongress.com.
Is that L-A-W-S-O-N?
Yes, L-A-W-S-O-N-F-O-R-Congress.com.
Okay.
And the second one was, Pennsylvania congressional candidate, Hagen Smith, LJAI.org. Liberty and Justice Association,
LJIA.org. Okay.
The third one was, I don't know his first name, but his last name is Turbo Lizard. He's in California, and I don't have a district he's running in, but it's turbocongress.org, TURBOcongress.org.
And he's in California.
The fourth one is a fellow from Florida, Greg Lewis. His address is, wait a second here. I'll get that to you in a second. I got a brochure from him here.
And I'll just remind people that if they're in those states and they didn't get the information when you gave it to them, they can always replay this broadcast on the archive.
That's right. That's the great thing about RBN. We don't leave nothing out. Okay, his address is greglewisforcongress.com. That's GREGLEWISFORCongress.com.
Okay.
Okay, and the fifth one is Dean Santoro from Florida. Now, I do not have an address on him.
The name is Santoro?
Santoro, S-A-N-T-O-R-O, Dean.
Oh, Santoro. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And the sixth one is John Wallace in New York, freedomcandidate.com.
That's an easy one to remember, freedomcandidate.com. Well, I hope people will check out those websites and support those candidates, because that's the kind of people we need in Congress, that's for sure.
Okay, another one is David Gay, G-A-Y, 25th District in New York. And his address is, got to find a brochure on that one. Here it is. David Gay, address is davidgay2008.com.
DavidGay2008.com.
Yes, sir, and these are all Ron Paul Republicans.
You can't beat that. We need more Ron Paul Republicans. That's what we do need. So.
That's for sure.
All right, Rick, thanks for calling that information in. I hope people will follow through with that and support these guys.
That's right. Don't forget the Granny Warriors. GrannyWarriors.com.
All right, we got to wrap it up here, folks. I hear the music. Apologies to Tony in Florida. We couldn't bring him up tonight. See you tomorrow.
Gasoline price.